So I was curious your assessment of some of the offensive line, I guess I'll call them struggles in the game, more from a perspective of, do you view them more from like a communication standpoint than actually like a physical execution standpoint in terms of, you know, just didn't make the block versus, look, we didn't even have the call right, so it's hard to even, you can't even get to the physical part of it if you don't get the call right.
Well, I think we had a lot of communication, or let's say execution issues on offense. We just didn't execute very well, let's say, in any part of the game. All the players were involved. All the coaches were involved. We just didn't execute very well. We had mistakes everywhere, multiple mistakes everywhere. So you could point to any spot and find some because they were everywhere. So just got to try to correct them today and move on. But I don't think there's any one single thing that I would point to. I think it was an accumulation of a lot of lack of execution plays. Now, that being said, there was a lot of times good things that happened on the play, but one part of the play that was poorly executed, and then we didn't have much to show for it. But we didn't execute the passing game very well. We didn't execute the running game very well. Blocking, passing, catching, it was just, none of it really was very good.
And on the flip side, you know, run defense-wise, we saw a little bit of, so I guess I call them like your three big guys in the middle with Wilfork, Salinga, and Branch. How did you like the look when those three were in there together, again, you know, specifically defending the run? How did you think that looked?
At times it looked good. There are other times when it could have been better. And we gave up some easy plays there at the start of the third quarter. Just hand the ball right up middle for 15 yards. So we had our moments. There's still a lot of things that we can and need to improve on.
Morning, Bill. Wondering just specifically on the offensive line, Cameron Fleming, when he came in the second half, and I know he played in the first half, but the way he came in and helped the rotation with your offensive line, what did you think of his play and the way Marcus Cannon moved around the offensive line, those two players in particular, what was your assessment?
Same thing I said to Mike's first question. There were times when we were okay. There were times when we weren't. And you could put any player's name into that question offensively, and the answer would be the same. We need all of our players to play better. We need our good players to play better. We need to do a better job of coaching. We need to do a lot of things better. 50 yards offense in the first half, I mean, that's not going to win many games. Lucky to even be in the game.
Bill, not to harp on the offensive line, but I wanted to ask you about the tight end rotation, or the extra tight end rotation. I remember asking you about how you guys choose who comes in as the extra tight end back in training camp, and you said part of what goes into that is the resulting disruption, I guess, on the offensive line and the moving pieces. And so I just wanted to ask why you guys felt that Nate was the one who came in the most in that kind of role. Why you guys felt that Nate is the best player for that spot?
I would say just due to the number of circumstances based on what our current situation is, you know, as we sit here in a game on December 21st, given the week that we had to prepare for it and all the things that we had to, that were in place last week, I felt like that was the best thing to do.
And if I could, I just wanted to ask you about the 17-yard run that Bolden had at the end of the game, where you guys had both Cameron and Nate in for that play. Just wanted to get your take on what made that play work. It looked like, I should ask you, did Brandon make a read there at the end? It looked like there was a hole maybe briefly for a second, and he ended up kind of bouncing outside for the game.
You know, it was pretty much really the same play that we ran on the goal line the first time, not the touchdown play, but the one where Gray ran from like the 2 to 1. It was that same play, and the results were pretty much the same. On Gray's run, you know, the one guy we didn't have blocked on that was Landry. Landry came up and made the tackle, and, you know, we gained, I don't know, about a yard or and got the ball down to the one or inside the one on first down, whatever it was. And we had the same, basically the same setup on that 3rd-and-1 play. And Landry came up inside, and Bolden, instead of, you know, running down into Landry like, kind of like Ray did, he felt that he could get outside and get to the edge. And you know, James Devlin was kicking out the force player on that, who was Allen. And Allen just, you know, wasn't able to get outside and make the play. And did a good job of tying him up. So had Bolden cut the ball inside, Landry would have been there to make the tackle. Whether he would have stopped him for a yard or not, you know, I don't know, would have been close. But you know, Brandon thought he could get outside, which he did. Allen wasn't able to keep him or make the play. And so Brandon turned the corner and did the long run.
Morning, Coach. How are you? Hey Coach, just a little bit of a different slant. I know you coach your own team, but was Rex's team ready? I mean, are they really tough to coach against in terms of preparation and creativity? Was that just another example of how tough his teams are to coach against?
I mean, every team's tough in the National Football League. You just look at the scores in yesterday's game or pretty much any game in the NFL.
Sure.
Every weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's the NFL. You know, we don't play Division I football and have a couple of Division III teams on the schedule. Like, they just don't exist. So every week's tough. You know, I don't want to take anything away from them. You know, they came out there, they competed well.
Yeah.
In the end, we kind of made the plays that we needed to make in the fourth quarter to win. They did. I didn't think we played particularly well.
Yep.
Particularly on offense. Until, you know, we made a few plays in the fourth quarter, but the turnover was, you know, was a big play. We were lucky that didn't, you know, it didn't cost us. You know, we were able to keep them on the edge of field goal range and, you know, not give up any points there, but you know, that was a bad turnover. So,
yep.
I didn't think it was our best game by any stretch. I don't want to take anything away from the Jets, but we have and we'll need to play a lot better than we played yesterday.
Bill, you guys clinched another first-round bye yesterday. It seems like that's happened a lot recently, obviously. Do you approach it any differently now?
Our approach is going to continue to prepare and try to improve our level of performance all the way across the board. Coaching, playing, running game, passing game, kicking game, everything. Just keep trying to work to get better. I think we'll need to play our best football. It'll need to be ahead of us. And that's what we'll try to prepare to do, is to play well and need to work on things that we need to work on so we can play better. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.